Welcome to The Dream Show. I'm Jane Teresa Anderson, and this is episode 236. And our theme for today's show is emergence. Emergence from the emergency that has been and is 2020. Now, as most of you know, most shows we have a guest on the show having their dream interpreted, and occasionally we have a guestless show by choice, because a lot of you tell me that occasionally you like to have an episode where I give you a bit more direct advice about how to handle your dreams and give you dream interpretation tips. So this is one of those episodes, and the way that I usually do it is to look back over blogs that I've written in the past and select them to suit a theme. So as we've said, today's theme is emergence from the emergency that has been and is 2020. But just before we go there, a reminder of the website. So my main website is janeteresa.com. That's Teresa without an H. And my online learning platform, the Dream Academy, the address for that is dream-academy-online.com. Or find me on Facebook or Instagram. Okay, so let's begin. And I begin with a blog that I wrote back in December 2019, a blog for janeteresa.com. Little did we know, well, maybe we had some inklings, but really, basically, little did we know back in December 2019 what 2020 was going to bring. And I wrote this blog called The Hidden Room in Your Dreams. And I've picked it for today because it is a common dream theme, and it's one that I'm beginning to hear from a lot of people that I'm working with. It's almost as if there is a sense of emergence from the emergency that has been 2020, and people are beginning to discover a hidden room in their dream. So why is this, and how can it be helpful? The hidden room in your dreams. Have you ever had a dream where you discover a previously hidden room? One that fills you with a sense of wonder and awe. What does it mean? It's a common dream theme, so chances are you've either had this dream before or you will in the future. But one thing is for certain. No matter how many millions or billions of people have dreamed of a wondrous hidden room, each version of the dream is as unique as each dreamer. What kind of door did you find? Or was the room hidden behind vines? Or accessed through a secret cave? Or did it reveal itself when an interior wall tumbled down? What exactly did you find in the room? How was it furnished? Was there any natural light? Was there anything in there from your past? Or did it seem futuristic? Was anyone else there? And what happened next? What dramas unfolded? What thoughts went through your mind? What emotions touched your heart? What did you imagine you might do with such a room? The variations are endless, and each of these details helps to specifically pinpoint what the dream means for each individual dreamer. In general, though, such a dream comes up when you're beginning to discover your own previously hidden, wondrous potential. The dream is an invitation to bring more of your magnificence into the world. Common dream themes reflect common life themes that we all experience from time to time simply because we're human. They reflect the kinds of conflicts, dilemmas, and challenges that so many of us face at some point in our lives, including, in this case, the challenge of overcoming our limiting beliefs, our thinking small, our loving small, our tendency to lock off our greater potential. How might you now bring more of your magnificence into a world that sorely needs what you have to offer? Your dreams can help you to identify your magnificence and why you have kept it hidden, even from yourself. Your dreams can help you to discover what holds you back and why. And dream alchemy can help you to naturally release the binds that have kept you from living your best life. In my younger years, I often dreamed of discovering extra rooms. Sometimes they were wonderful, and I couldn't believe that all I had to do was open a door to find them. I couldn't believe that these amazing rooms had been there all along, while I crammed my life into such a small living space. In other dreams, I discovered extra rooms that were dark and scary. I courageously opened doors in these dreams, sometimes stepping inside, heart pounding, sometimes stepping aside, frozen. There were rooms where people had died, rooms filled with cobwebs, rooms filled with old furniture I didn't like, rooms filled with stuff that took up too much space, stuff that needed to be cleared out to make the rooms usable. Each of these rooms spoke, symbolically, of how I felt about my potential magnificence, or what obstacles and fears I needed to face and deal with to free up the space for better purpose. There was grief I needed to process, binds I needed to dissolve, vitality I needed to restore, old ideas and expectations I needed to clear, stuff, so much stuff that I had been hanging on to, stuff that was in my way. My sixth book, The Dream Handbook, which is an updated version of Dream Alchemy, includes a chapter called Wow, Extra Rooms, designed to help you interpret your unique version of the wondrous extra rooms dream. If you've got the book, The Dream Handbook, it begins on page 198. The Dream Handbook is published by Hachette in Australia and by Little Brown Piatkus in the UK. The Dream Handbook features 41 common dream themes, and Wow, Extra Rooms is one of these. So each chapter follows a similar process, exploring common variations of the dream, how you might feel in your dream, ideas for the meaning of your dream based on how it ends, what kinds of things might be blocking you from moving forward, how to move forward, what this dream may be about in your life, it gives examples of scenarios and situations, and some of the personal clues to look out for in your dream, ideas about why this dream has come up for you now. And it also gives a selection of three different dream alchemy practices suitable for this type of dream, and then signs to look for in your dreams and in your waking life that show the dream alchemy is working. So yes, if it's not already on your bookshelf in paperback or digital format, it should be. And if it is on your bookshelf, turn to page 198 for more help on understanding your dreams of extra rooms that fill you with such a wonder. So that's where the blog ended. And as you can probably imagine, having listened to that, as we begin to emerge from the emergency that has been and is 2020, many of us are looking to find our extra potential. You know, where is our place in this world? Or what more can we bring out of ourselves to contribute, to help ourselves and everybody else moving forward? What magnificence can we find within ourselves? What hidden rooms can we bring to light? So moving on from there, the next blog that I want to read you, called The Bus Stop, which I wrote in June 2020, again for janetheresa.com, is a dream that brings up the subject of moving into uncertainty with intention, which again is part of emerging from the emergency that has been and is 2020, how to move into uncertainty with intention. The bus stop. Once upon a dream, everything changed. I'd had a recurring dream theme for many years. The dream stories were always different, but at some point I would need to catch a bus. I was always in a faintly familiar city, but a little lost. The streets had changed, or the bus stops had moved. Or when I caught a bus at a familiar stop, it took me in a different direction to my intended destination, and I'd have to try to stop the bus so that I could get off and retrace my journey. Working with these dreams, I knew they reflected times of transition, when I had one foot in familiar territory and the other stepping into uncertainty. An intended destination in mind, but missing complete clarity on how to get there. When you have a goal in mind or an intention to fulfill, do you plan every step before you make a move? Or do you take the first steps confident that you'll work it out as you go? Do you step out with a fixed goal, knowing you'll watch the signs and feel your way to that particular destination? Or do you step out with a general direction or intention in mind, but open to letting the challenges and mysteries you encounter reveal a better opportunity? Or are you too wary to step beyond the familiar at all? When I was in my early teens, my optician advised my parents that my eyesight might improve if I stopped wearing my glasses all the time and reserved them for use in schoolwork, writing, reading, and watching television. Research, he said, suggested that leaving my glasses off would train my eyes to see better. I struggled for a couple of years with this approach. It didn't work. One of my biggest challenges was getting on the right bus to go to school. Even after all these years, I can still remember the bus numbers. There was the 148, the 148B, and the 143. I can no longer recall which of these was the right bus and which were the ones that would start off in the right direction, but then turn left and head off into the wrong suburb a long way short of my school. I was okay if other kids from my school were at the bus stop. If they got on, it was the right bus for me. But when I was there alone, I was anxious. Squinting didn't help. I have no idea, as an adult looking back, why I didn't check with the driver when I boarded. I must have been shy or worried about asking a silly question. Perhaps I should have grabbed my glasses from my satchel and popped them on as the buses approached so that I could read their numbers. I must have been dedicated to training my eyesight. As an adult, I can be very self-disciplined and self-motivated when I have a goal in mind. Maybe I had that trait then. Looking back, I suspect that I did. Although I can be very disciplined, my personal style is to step out with a goal in mind rather than an unbreachable plan. I watch the breeze, listen to the wind, and sniff out the options. I get in touch with the current wisdom and get a taste for different approaches. I employ all my senses and watch for feedback and perspectives in my dreams. I discipline myself to following an unfolding and revealing path and making choices along the way, rather than disciplining myself to a specific non-negotiable plan. My bus dreams helped me to recognise the various stages of these journeys and to alert me to my blocks and limiting beliefs, as well as to my options. In exploring these dreams, I was always focused on the buses and the bus routes, as if there were a set number of routes by which I could reach my goal, and my task was to choose the best one and find out how to get started on it. My challenge in many of these dreams was not the destination, I always knew where I wanted to go, but having clarity on the route. Just as my challenge as a young teenager was not the destination, I needed to get to school, but having the clarity of eyesight to get on the right bus. My dreams, it seems, chose an excellent personal symbol. I learned that I was confident of my goals, but that my clarity on how to achieve them was not so good. I learned to embrace the positives of this and allow uncertainty and faith to be my guide. What if the wrong bus were actually the right bus, and the lessons learned along the way the quickest route to the destination? So imagine my surprise when this dream theme came to an abrupt conclusion once upon a dream. That night I dreamed I was walking fast, trying to get to the bus stop in time to catch the bus, when a taxi cab drew up alongside me. "Where do you want to go?" asked the driver. "I can take you straight there." I hesitated, mentally absorbing the offer. It's my job to serve you, the driver persuaded. I need you to let me work for you. In all these dreams, it had never occurred to me to take a taxi cab. It had certainly never occurred to me that I had a personal driver and that I had been depriving him of work and purpose. In waking life, I rarely take buses. I walk, drive, or catch a cab. The buses in my dreams were purely personal dream symbols related to the way I approached my goals back then. It was the taxicab version of the dream that alerted me to the fact that buses travel set routes. Taxicabs don't. I had been exploring set routes, established ways of reaching goals, the kind of routes lots of people take, just as buses are designed to take lots of people to a destination following a set route. This dream freed me to see other ways of achieving my goals, beyond the conventional, or beyond the set routes that existed in my mind. While I could celebrate the goals I had achieved and the things I had learned about more conventional approaches, I was now ready to tune into my own inner driver, one charged with a mission of service and purpose. While my dream solution evolved naturally and probably came at a time when I had learned what I needed to learn from travelling conventional routes and believing in a fixed number of set approaches, I might have accelerated my learning if I had applied dream interpretation tools back then that I use now. Instead of totally focusing on the bus dream symbol, I might have asked myself if there was another way to get to the dream destination. Awake and exploring, I might have come up with several ideas. Walking, hitching a lift, taking a train, calling a cab. The idea of a cab might have appealed to me, and I might then have noticed the freedoms it offered. Applying this metaphor to my waking life situation might have shifted my perspective many moons before the taxicab made its appearance in a dream. So question your dream symbols. It's an art and a science that can take you to wondrous places. The taxicab door is open. Step inside and go. Now, you might have, I hope you've enjoyed those, but you might also be thinking, well, they're pretty ordinary dreams, really, you know. One about finding extra room in your house, one about catching or not catching a bus or a taxi cab. What about the more spectacular, amazing, surreal dreams? You know, let's talk about those. So I thought I'd bridge to the fourth blog by, first of all, introducing this one, which is called The Best Dream Ever, which is more about surreal and exciting dreams, maybe, or maybe it's not. I wrote this blog in September 2019 for my website, The Dream Academy, dream-academy-online.com, where I also have a blog role. And as I've just said, September 2019, so this was 3 or 4 months before the pandemic. The best dream ever. It's a question journalists often ask me. What's the most amazing dream you've ever had? It's a great question, but it floors me every time because there are so many astounding dreams to choose from and they're each amazing in their own way. Was my most amazing dream the one I had as a child, where I could lay down on the edge of a lake and where adults saw only a smooth reflective surface of water, I saw a magical multitude of lively, colourful, tropical fish? This was quite unusual considering I lived in England, where lake fish were quite colourless. The adults never believed me in the dream. It was simply amazing because it amazed me at such a young age. Or was my best dream ever a more recent dream where I decided to prove that I wasn't dreaming by trying to fly, only to shoot up into the skies and shatter the illusion of my reality? Or was it one of my healing dreams where I have visited a doctor or healer and felt a magnetic, pulsing warmth on my stomach or back or arm or whichever part of my body was being healed, and then awakened to the lingering sensation and a sense of resolution? Or was my best dream ever the dream where I visited underwater catacombs, conscious of the magic of being able to breathe for hours under the sea? Or was it the dream about a horse, a dream that sounded quite mundane in the telling, but what was amazing was the way the dream and my life changed when I applied dream alchemy? Or was it one of my childhood recurring nightmares of being a shepherd boy confronted by a pack of wolves, a terrifying dream that had me questioning at such a young age why I was a boy and why the dream seemed set in the distant past? Or was it the dream where I saw a young starving child, a girl, standing in the ocean, a dream that moved me to the core and awakened me to the realization that she was a long abandoned part of myself? After the dream, I did the dream alchemy of hugging her, making her safe, bringing her back, and I cried an ocean of tears. Or was my best dream ever the one where I danced on top of the ocean, not alone, but in formation with others, an orb of dancers, holding hands, touching toe to toe, pulsating, cartwheeling, getting ready to roll in on the tide? Or was it the dream where my grandfather, who had recently died, surprised me in a dream by arriving on a motorbike, asking me if I had any questions he could answer before he left? I was 13 years old at the time. I received an amazing gift. I learned to trust the safe space of dreams. Like you, I could list endless candidates for my best dream ever, but while some dreams may be consigned to that forever remembered list of amazing dreams, experience tells me that every single remembered dream is potentially amazing if you work with it. Each dream offers the gift of insight into yourself and why you're experiencing life in the way that you do. And if that's not amazing enough, add the gold nugget at the heart of every dream, the potential for positive change in the shape of dream alchemy. My most amazing dream? Well, all of them really. Best dreams ever. Which brings me now to my last blog on this theme of emergence. In the emergency of 2020, and this blog is called Can Dreams Sometimes Be Straightforward? So I've kind of gone from reminding you that yes, dreams can be amazing and surreal and bizarre, the kind of dreams we think of when we talk dreams, but sometimes dreams appear to be really straightforward, and often people will ask me, well, isn't the dream kind of like obvious? Isn't it about exactly what it seems to be about? And there's a reason why I've chosen this for the emergence theme, which you'll discover as we go. So this is one I wrote in March 2020 for the Dream Academy at dream-academy-online.com. So March 2020 being where most of us were just beginning to realize that we were going into lockdown, weren't we? Can dreams sometimes be straightforward? Are dreams always symbolic? Or are some dreams straightforward and obvious in their meaning? It's easy to acknowledge that our weird and surreal dreams are symbolic. But what about those dreams that seem very much like our day-to-day life, give or take a few differences? So if you dream about going to work and having an altercation with your boss, might this be a straightforward dream about your differences of opinion with your boss? Or is it symbolic of something else? If you dream about looking for a bigger house to move into, might this be a straightforward dream about feeling cramped at home and ready to find a more spacious option? Or does it have a deeper meaning on a symbolic level? Let's begin by exploring the one about moving into a bigger house. If you had this dream, woke up, looked around your small home and thought, yes, I really would love to live in a bigger house, then you might decide that your dreaming mind had been processing your feelings about your lack of space and had come up with a possible resolution for the issue: move house. Your dream might inspire you to explore a move. You might find a way to achieve this, to literally make your dream come true. You then might forever quote that dream as marking a turnaround for you. Or you might have had this dream, woken up, looked around and thought, I hadn't realized how much the size of this house has been eating away at me. I thought I was okay with it, but hey, I'm over it. You might conclude that your dream reflected your more unconscious or repressed feelings about lack of space, and that insight may have galvanized you into action. Either way, whether you saw your dream as reflecting your conscious or your unconscious feelings about your small home, you saw the dream as straightforward, took action, and valued the dream. But what if you had set aside your natural inclination to accept the dream at face value and explored it as if it were symbolic? What if you applied the tools and techniques for interpreting dreams and discovered that the dream was about feeling a lack of emotional space in your relationship, or a lack of mental space at work, or a lack of creative space in your career? What if you discovered that the dream was about needing to expand your potential, your being, your expression in the world? These are just some of many possible interpretations for this kind of dream, but if you actually had this dream and applied the tools and techniques that I teach you over at the Dream Academy or through my books, you would discover the interpretation that was accurate for you. There are always clues in the dream details. You'll usually notice some oddities in a dream that otherwise seems true to life. The small house in your dream might have had a pink bathroom that you don't have, or the door might be in a different place, or there might be a line of ants crawling up one wall. These oddities are the more surreal symbols that you can focus on to discover what they mean in the context of your dream. These oddities are also reminders that despite what you think, dreams are not straightforward, they are symbolic. You might conclude that the line of ants, for example, symbolizes beliefs about being undermined or overrun emotionally, mentally, or physically, which would throw light on why you feel you need more space. Or you might conclude that the ants represent feelings of regimented, altruistic work that you do, keeping on soldiering like lines of soldier ants while neglecting to allow yourself nurturing space. No symbol means the same for everyone. These are just examples. When you do the work on your own dreams, you discover the meaning of the symbols, and it's these clues that clarify the meaning of the whole dream. It usually turns out that the dream meaning is not as obvious as you first thought. Exploring the dream as if it is symbolic delivers the greater and more helpful truth. Of course, you might have had the same dream about looking for a bigger house to move into and then woken up to remember that you already live in a huge, rambling house and have no need for an even bigger home. At this stage, because the dream did not resemble reality, you would, of course, have realized it was symbolic. Here's my advice. Treat all dreams as if they are symbolic. Apply the tools and techniques you have learned from me to discover what your dream means. You may conclude that while the interpretation rings true, the more straightforward sense of the dream also hits home. You may work with finding more emotional or mental space in your life as a result of interpreting your dream from a symbolic perspective, while also being inspired by the dream to make a physical move. My prediction is that any physical move you might make without doing the corresponding inner work is not going to reward you as deeply as doing the inner work with or without the change of house. Straightforward, really. So the reason, one of many reasons I chose to finish this theme with that blog was because it kind of resonated with the opening one about the potential, the finding the extra room in your house and the potential and how to dig in and find more of your magnificence and move into the world. And it also touches slightly, I guess, on particularly during the pandemic. I've heard many people say, yeah, but I'm having dreams and obviously they're about the pandemic. You know, they're about not hugging people or they're about keeping social distance or they seem obvious. But go deeper, because although these things may feel relatively true, when you dig into these dreams and you really approach your dreams symbolically and do the deep inner work, you get what you really need to understand about yourself and your life. And I guess on another level, I picked this one because as we do begin to emerge from this emergency in our various ways towards the end of this year into next year, there's a sense of we can take moves that seem to be right for us that we pick with our conscious mind, but it's doing the deep inner work that really helps us to make the right choices, to live in the world that we each would like to see. That outcome is going to be more likely to occur if we do the corresponding deep inner work. So whatever that means for you, just on one example, if you want a world that is more loving and kind to people, then do the deep inner work by which you discover how to be more loving and kind to the various aspects of your otherwise critical self, for example. Or if your wish for the world is for a cleaner, more environmentally friendly world, again, that's a fantastic goal. Do the deep inner work first to make sure that there's no pollution, that your intentions are pure there as well. So during that, during what I've been talking about there, I did also mention one of my books, which was a dream handbook. And of course, since then, there's also been another book, my 2020 book, which is called Bird of Paradise, subtitle Taming the Unconscious to Bring Your Dreams to Fruition. And although I planned to bring out Bird of Paradise in 2020, I didn't realize, of course, that it was going to come out bang in the middle of the pandemic. And I feel that it was a book that was well placed and needs to be here during this year. So if you're interested in either of those books, the Dream Handbook or Bird of Paradise, you can easily find them from your favorite online bookstores, the paperback versions and the digital versions. But if you want just a quick shortcut way of going there, go to my website, janetheresa.com. That's Teresa without an H. Go to books and then go down to the book of your choice, whether that's the Dream Handbook or Bird of Paradise. And I have put in there like the links to Amazon and Book Depository and Apple so that you can just go straight in and get them. Of course, I've also mentioned during the course of today's blogs that I've read out to you references to studying at the Dream Academy. So if you'd like to, if you haven't started yet and you'd like to begin with my online course, How to Interpret Your Dreams Step by Step, go to dream-academy-online.com and you'll find out how to do that. If you've already done that course, there are other courses there. Go and do them. Otherwise, you can find, if you want to work more directly with me, how to consult with me. You'll find all of that at janetheresa.com. If you'd like to be a guest on an upcoming episode of The Dream Show, so for any of you that have just listened to this podcast for the first time and are not familiar with our usual format, our more usual format is that various people all over the world put up their hand and say, I'd love to volunteer to be a guest on The Dream Show. I've got a great dream, but I'm not going to tell you what it is. And so on the day, we line it all up, and on the day that we contact that guest, wherever they are in the world, by Skype or by phone, it's only when we press play that the guest tells the dream, and you as the listener get to enjoy an hour, those podcasts are slightly longer, an hour of listening to us explore that dream. So if you haven't listened to any other podcast episodes, go back and listen to some of those. And if you'd love to be a guest on the show, go to janetheresa.com, go to podcasts, and you'll find in the drop-down box there a form that you can fill in to be a guest on the show. Yes, don't think that there are hundreds and thousands of people with their hands up. There are not. There are a few people with their hands up in any one month. So you've got a good chance. Get in there. Put your hands up. Thank you for listening to yet another episode of The Dream Show. Our next episode, episode 237, is due out on the 3rd of December 2020, if you're listening to this in real time. You can always find the most recent episodes, you know, the last 10 to 20, on the various podcasting platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and most of the rest of them. And you can listen to every single episode of The Dream Show that's ever been. That's 237 to date at janetheresa.com. So I hope you enjoy today's show. I know that I'll be connecting with many of you between now and then. And if you're not signed up for any of my newsletters, you find that you can do those at janetheresa.com as well. Have a wonderful month, and I'll speak to you next month. I'm Jane Theresa Anderson.